You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Oracle Buffet with Heather Carmona.
Heather Carmona.
Live from PsychicAstrologyWI.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Oracle Buffet
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hola a todos, bienvenidos a otra edición del Buffet de Oracles. Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of the Oracle Buffet. I'm your host, Heather Carmona, and I'm grateful to be here. You know, it's 11-11 today. It's a lucky day for all of us, pretty much, if I do say so myself. We're going to be taking a caller today, doing a reading, and we're going to do both an astrology reading and a card reading, because I feel like it. I decided to move my Oracle Buffet readings to Wednesdays. So check my Facebook page out on Wednesdays for your card reading. It's sure to be lots of fun, and I hope to see you there. Anyway, while we get our caller on the line here, we are going to talk about our sponsors. The first sponsor of the day, of course, High Class Grass, plant-based company dedicated to making plant-based living more convenient and affordable for all. Also sponsor of the day is the Lighthouse Center in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. As you may know by now, Lighthouse Center in Whitmore Lake, Michigan, founded by my grandmother. It's a center for meditation and spiritual development that was founded like 40 years ago. So, a little tongue-tied today, but we got Tracy in Atlanta, Georgia, on the line, ready for her reading. Tracy, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for being here today. All right. I'm going to get your information pulled up. Do you know your birth information?
Some of it.
Some of it, Tracy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which parts of it, you know? I'm going to take a stab here.
I know. I believe I was born at 4:12 in the morning.
Okay.
And it was in July.
In July?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know the date?
July 5th. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I was like, oh, wow. That's
on a Wednesday, I believe.
On a Wednesday. Okay, cool. And what year was this?
1978.
All right. And where at?
New York.
New York. I've heard of it a time or two.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Well, I get you pulled up here, Tracy. Do you want to tell me a little bit about what kind of questions you have or what you're going through or what you want answers on?
I'm wondering what do I do as far as a job? I have a current job now. However, they're in some financial difficulties. And so I'm wondering what direction should I go? Should I stay? Should I go? I have other opportunities. One was a previous and another new, but I don't know. I'm not sure what direction to go. And I'm also curious about home, you know, if this is the area where I should be at.
Okay. Home, like living home or?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Let me just digest your chart here.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So definitely can see what you're going through here. That's because the nodes are transiting your house of career and public image right now, as are Saturn and Neptune. So this indicates difficulties, it indicates changes, it indicates lessons. So you're right on time as far as that goes. And you're actually almost No, you got a ways left on there. Anyway, so the good news is, as with everyone else, you're right on time with where you're supposed to be, according to your chart here. So this is where the lessons are at now, is career and public image. It feels like you're going backwards to you. Like you're taking a step back. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's completely normal. A question, have you considered anything with healthcare?
That's what I am in.
Okay.
I'm a nurse.
Okay. Well, so are you considering...
That's where the dilemma is.
Okay.
I have a position now that, okay, it's steady for now, but for how long, I don't know, because of what they're going through. I've got a previous offer where I used to work at the company, but I'm really unsure about it. It's a different location. And then I just interviewed at another company, but when I called to see about where we were at, they didn't know who I was.
Oh, okay.
So I'm kind of like at opposition of what to do.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I can't tell you what to do. I can tell you that healthcare is a good fit for you, of course.
Right.
I'm gonna since I'm trying this whole new Oracle Buffet reading thing. I'm gonna pull two cards. I'm gonna pull one about the current place you're at, and I'm gonna pull one about the next or the place you used to be at. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we're gonna play around a little bit here. All right. What do you need to know about the current place you are at? All right.
Should I stay there?
What does standing still reveal? The reflect card. Great blue heron. So what does it mean to you to stand still? So that's where you're at currently. Not overly helpful, but we'll get there. All right. And then do you need to know about the old place you used to be at? Okay. What is ready to go so I can grow? Interesting.
Hmm.
So.
Sounds right.
Sounds right. So when you talked about. What was that?
I said it sounds right.
It sounds right. Okay. How so?
Because I feel like where I'm at is stagnant and I'm not going to grow anywhere here if I stay.
Okay. I think you kind of have your answer there, because when you mentioned going back to the other place, I got a lighter feeling coming up through my core here, which to me is lighter feeling equals higher vibration. I do want to remind you though, that in your life, your work or not your work, but your purpose in life, your calling in life, whatever you want to call it, is at home. And that's where your North Node is developing a home, making a home that's comfortable, family, raising kids, all those things. That's where your true purpose is. So with career, obviously you need a career, you need to make ends meet, but just know that home in your whole span of your lifetime is your overall priority. So don't lose sight of that. Okay. Don't sacrifice your home life for your career life.
Makes sense.
Would say where this one that you're moving to, or I don't know if you are moving to, but the old one that you used to be with that you're considering moving back to, how far away is it?
15 minutes.
15 minutes versus
40 minutes.
So 40 minutes is the current one?
Yes.
And the old
it
one
takes a while to get there.
And the old one would be 15
the
minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, am I missing something with that?
No, I don't think so. You know, and then I'm also looking at a new possibility that's like right next to it too. When the time arises, it's like right in the same vicinity of where I am now too. So I think I got my answer that's clear and concise on what to do.
Okay. And what's that? Just so I just so you can tell it to the rest of the class.
Go to my old. I'm going back to my old where I need to be in my own home in vicinity. Because the way I look at it is, if I'm going to deal with the same type of stuff of where I'm at now and stay stagnant and not move forward, at least I might be able to move forward where I'm at. Going back to and moving forward.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe two steps backwards to go, or one step backward to go two steps forward.
Yeah, that could be. I wouldn't make any decisions right now. I mean, it sounds like you have your decision right now. But if there is a time limit on here, is there a time limit or you're just feeling unstable?
I'm feeling unstable and I think there's a time limit.
Okay, well, I would give it to the end of the month. Because with Mars and Mercury, Mercury's in retrograde, Mars is in your sixth house. That's why you have this drive to move jobs with Mars in your sixth house. But anyway, with Mercury being in retrograde right now, I would consider waiting until the end of the month to make a final decision. I think you kind of have your decision, but before you move forward on it, I would definitely consider waiting because
okay.
New contracts. Go ahead.
I'm listening.
Okay. Sorry. You said something. But yeah, I would consider waiting until the end of the month to sign anything new or to start a new job. Granted, it's an old job, but to start a new one just so you can avoid any potential pitfalls, misunderstandings. Anything potentially avoidable with regard to transportation, with regard to contracts, I would definitely consider waiting. Completely up to you. There's a reason why you're being driven to do this right now with Mars in your sixth house of daily work. But with Mercury retrograding, you might want to consider waiting till the end of the month to actually move on it. But completely up to you.
Okay. Okay. I will wait to the end of the month because I don't like Mercury in retro.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to say you'd be doomed or anything like that, but if you can avoid some misunderstandings or potential issues,
yeah,
as well, and there's no huge hurry. I mean, if the place you were with were to go
right.
under, you'd get unemployment, correct?
I don't know about that.
Really?
And you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, it's...
Because it's there. I just don't know when.
Okay, yeah.
That's
it's...
the problem.
Well... Fair enough.
Yeah.
I would give it just a little longer and to confirm,
okay.
But I think you do have your answer. I think being closer to home, I mean, that's buying life back by being so much closer
right.
to home. That extra 25 minutes a day, that's a lot. I mean, that's life that you're
right.
getting back.
It is. It takes a long time to get there and a long time back. So it is.
Yeah. Yep. That's your life that you're spending on that. Well, with that being said, we're at our time here. Thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you. You take care and have a wonderful day. Love and light to you.
Love and light to you. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye. Well, that was a great call from Tracy. Tracy, we hope that you get the career that you've been wanting, one that helps you balance your home and work life in a way that helps you manifest your highest purpose here on Earth. But as far as I go, I can't get my window maximized here. Oh, there we go. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. And we will see you next week here on the Oracle Buffet or tomorrow on my Facebook page for your own Oracle Buffet reading. Psychic Astrology WI. We'll see you there or B Square. Adios.